Hey everyone, your host Diego Virawal here. In case this is your first time listening in, I spent the summer with seven other teens learning how to make radio stories. And I'm here to share those stories with you here on the Radioactive Podcast. Just like last episode, I'm going to serve up another fresh feature story for you all. And after that, I'll chat with the creator about their piece. This week, we have Carlin Bills telling us a wild story about her friend Alma, who shows us that age doesn't put a limit on life. Let's call and see how she's been, because I know senior year is literally killing me right now. I wonder how it's going for her. Hey, Carlin.
Hi, Diego.
Oh my god, I haven't heard your voice in a million years. What have you been up to? What have you been doing?
Well, soccer has been one of the main things I've been doing lately. So that season just came to an end, but we were practicing 3 days a week and playing games twice a week, so took up a lot of my time. What about you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, just like college apps, I've talked about that on every episode until this one. Have you had time to go to the gym and stuff like that?
I had been going 3 times a week until playoffs started. I got a couple texts from my trainer saying, like, we miss you, where are you? And it was really cute. But
well, you're going to have to go back, you know? I mean, it's never a good time to give up.
Oh, I'm definitely going back, especially since soccer just ended. I will be in there all the time now.
Yeah, I mean, like your friend Alma Kimura, she must always be at the gym, right?
She's always at the gym.
And just for our audience, she's a world champion powerlifter who picked up the sport at 58, an age where most people are getting ready to retire. She was hitting the gym. Let's listen to your story, okay?
All right.
58-year-old Alma Kimura lived a pretty standard life. She was a successful lawyer, played tennis on Thursdays, and even was a part of a book club. Then, in the summer of 2013, one of her tennis partners suggested she try another sport. Alma figured it would be good for her health, so she gave it a try. Alma distinctly remembers the first time she came to the gym. She was taken aback because the door to the gym didn't even have a sign on it.
And we went down this dark, narrow stairway, concrete stairway, and we walked into the gym. It was just like this basement place where there were rusty pipes in the ceiling, paint peeling off of the walls.
This is Seattle Strength and Power, a powerlifting gym nestled in the heart of downtown Seattle. Powerlifting is a form of competitive weightlifting where contestants squat, bench press, and deadlift. Normally, when people first come to the gym, they start by squatting the bar. That's where you put a bar loaded with weights across your shoulders and squat down with it. But Alma lacked the flexibility to even do the squat.
And it probably took the first week or two before I could get down low enough so I could start.
Then Alma progressed to squatting with 20-pound dumbbells.
And then the next thing was to do it with a broomstick over my shoulder.
Then Alma was finally able to squat the bar, which weighs 45 pounds, a little more than a truck's tire. Alma started lifting for her health, but what kept her going were the relationships she built at the gym.
Whenever somebody is doing a heavy lift, everyone stops and watches that person and encourages the person. It's just an unbelievable atmosphere.
Todd Christensen is the owner and coach of the gym. He tries to make sure the gym is not just a space for workouts, but for building a community.
You know, people get to know each other and we have fun and we have nicknames and tease each other because we are like a big family.
With the support of that family and the encouragement of Todd, Alma entered her first competition. Most people set a low expectation for their first meet, not Alma. When it was her turn to squat, she got up out of her seat. Her coach tightened her lifting belt.
And then I put chalk on my hands.
Then she heard,
Alma Kimura, the bar is ready.
She walked up to the squat bar.
And so when I go up to the bar, I just like zone everything out.
She put her hands where they needed to go.
And then I step back with the bar.
She heard the command,
squat.
Alma did the squat and set an American record of 242 pounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, a new American record!
That was just 7 months after she struggled to even squat at all.
I was just so happy. I went up to my coach who had been spotting me when I did the lift, and I gave him a huge hug.
Alma's fairy tale moment was interrupted when the judges interjected and said the bar had been loaded with the wrong weight. She had to try it again, this time with the pressure of increased expectations. Against all odds, Alma persevered and came away with the record. Several months later, Alma won silver at a national competition, qualifying her for the world competition. That's the dream of every lifter. Despite this success, she still had doubts.
Maybe I can set some American records, but it never even was part of my vocabulary to think that I could become a world champion.
Here she was, at 60, competing for worlds 2 years after she had first started. But Alma figured she had no chance at winning. Her competitors had higher numbers and more experience. Then, the woman favored to win missed her first two bench press attempts. If she missed her third, Alma would have a chance.
And I turned to watch this woman do her third bench, and I saw that she missed it. And at that point, I thought, oh my God, I might get this. And that's when it hit me that maybe I could be the world champion.
Alma did exactly that. She won Worlds, the most prestigious championship in powerlifting. But she still doubted whether or not she deserved it.
Yes, I got the world championship, but I only got it because this other woman bombed out.
She still had to prove to herself that she deserved the world championship. So Alma spent the next year working hard to qualify for Worlds again, which she did. And this time, she not only got the championship, but also two world records. She set a record squat of 253 pounds. That's like putting a baby elephant on your shoulders and squatting it. Later, she deadlifted 314 pounds. That's the equivalent of picking up a refrigerator. Now, at the age of 62, Alma is a three-time world champion. But the sport hasn't just given her titles. It's also given her more tenacity for life.
So I think that, yes, I think my success in powerlifting has helped me gain even more self-confidence in my professional career and life and work.
Best of all, Alma has become an inspiration for many people, myself included. I lift at the same gym as her. She's taught me how to move beyond limitations other people assume about me and my self-doubts. She succeeded in a world dominated by men and young people. Her belief in herself motivates me. She even cheered me on as I won my first lifting competition. For Radioactive, I'm Carlin Bills.
Carlin, that active tape at the end is so good.
I know, oh it just gosh. Made me smile because it brought me right back to that moment.
Oh, that made me so happy when they cheer your name. That was
I know.
So cute.
And the best part about it is I can just identify every individual voice. So I heard Alma, someone named Ren, someone named Alan. It's just, oh.
That's so great. Well, I'm so curious to know more about Alma and the process you went through making this story. Do you mind answering a few questions?
Of course.
All right. So do you still see Alma at the gym ever when you have time to go?
I do. She's there every single time I come in. I think she's maybe missed one or two days. But other than that, if she's not in, it's because she's at a competition.
What were your first thoughts when you met Alma at the gym?
Oh, when I first met her, she was just so sweet, but also getting to see how much she lifted as someone who's just small in stature height-wise, but is just so badass. It was incredible to see.
Do you think that encouraged you to lift more?
I definitely think it did. There's a lot of inspirational women in the gym, almost one of them included, that just made me want to keep going to the gym so I could be like them.
What do you think your favorite part about producing the story was?
I think learning more about Alma's story specifically, because I hadn't heard the stories of when she went to Worlds, what exactly happened, and it was really interesting to hear her perspective on her journey and just getting to hear it more in depth.
That's great. I guess on the opposite side of that, what do you think was the most challenging part about making the story?
About making the story? Probably editing, because that's something I personally struggle with. I had a really great interview with Alma. It was just wonderful, exactly what I wanted, getting to just have a conversation with her, and covered a lot of ground, so I had a lot of good material for my story. I guess also one of the other harder things about it was actually cutting down to the story to get it to the right length, because I had so much to work with that there's so much more I wanted to include.
That actually leads perfectly into my last question. Is there anything that you left out of your story that you wish you could have kept in it?
Yeah, there's definitely one of the reasons she started lifting was because she played tennis with a woman named Bebe Burns, who is a 70-year-old powerlifter, and I didn't get to talk to her. But also, she started powerlifting with her son when her son was home from college, and she talked about a lot about how they did it at first as like a bonding experience, but now how powerlifting has really given her something to spend time doing, because now that her son is out of the house and at college, you know, she feels a little bit like an empty nester, and so she thinks powerlifting has helped her take up and spend some of that time.
Well, that's awesome. She found a place.
Yeah, she found like a little second family.
Well, is there anyone you'd like to thank for helping you make this story?
There's so many people, fellow Radioactivians, of course, for just being there, and then Anne, all the other mentors, Mary, Angela, and then of course, Jenny, Lila, and Carol for all being wonderful editors.
I guess that's it. Thank you so much.
Of course, I'll talk to you soon, Diego.
See you later. Hey friends, ever feel like giving up at the gym? Do you have any strong feelings about powerlifting? See what I did there? Do you even lift? Well, if you do, go share your thoughts with us on Facebook at Radioactive Youth Media or on Twitter and Instagram at KUOW Radioactive. Either way, please review this podcast on iTunes. And if you really liked it, give it 5 stars. Even if you didn't, you should give it 5 stars too, because we're pretty cool. And remember, there are new stories every week. If you enjoyed this one, write the date in your trendy planner, phone, or bullet journal. Because next time, we'll hear a story about someone whose feet are in two different worlds, being queer and Muslim, as they try and figure out how to make those worlds coexist. I look forward to talking to the creator next week and having you all back here listening. I want to give a quick thanks to Aliyah Masaliar for her help putting this all together, our new editor, Mary Heisey, and Carlin for her totally radical story, and to the rest of the Radioactive crew, of course. Once again, Diego Villarreal here, and I'll see you all next week on the Radioactive Podcast.